Are these thoughts playing over and over in your head? Running a safety consulting business is harder than running a safety department. What do I need to do to gain more clients? I can't sustain this business with the cost of resources for running the business. Well, to be a solopreneur, you need to have the appeal of a large firm. This can be expensive and time-consuming to manage, so what I've done is to help you with some tools, such as landing pages, email marketing, the Safety Consultant TV, video production, WordPress themes and plugin kits, a learning management system, podcast hosting, event hosting, and then also personal coaching with me. You'll go to safetyconsultant.sheldonprimus.com. Go to safetyconsultant.sheldonprimus.com.
This episode is powered by Safety FM.
Welcome to the Safety Consultant Podcast. I'm your host, Sheldon Primus. This is the podcast where I teach you the business of being a safety consultant. This week I'm still on the road, so I don't have my good hardware for audio. Sorry about that, everyone. But bear with me. I decided that what I was going to do this week is the return to the drum roll, please. No, I'm not even going to try with the drum roll. It is going to be the return to the tip of the week. I've been thinking about it, and I figured it's been a while since you guys have heard a tip of the week. So actually, we're going to make this whole episode tip of the week. So just going to have a few different tip of the weeks that you guys could listen to, get reminded about it, and if you can, send me a message, sheldon@sheldonprimus.com, and let me know if you want to bring back the tip of the week. And that's where at the end of every episode I would give you something to think about, so that when we talk again next Monday, that you'll have something to help you push your business along. That's really what the tip of the week was for that one. All right, so let me know. Sheldon@sheldonprimus.com. Tell me what you think, if we should bring these tip of the week back, or if you're good, you like the nostalgia, but you're ready to move on to the new stuff. I'm okay with that too. All right, so listen up, and I'll catch up with you at the end of the compilation. So as far as the tip of the week, I want to stick to the behavioral-based safety side. You guys don't hear me talking about BBS much in its form, but I do teach a class regarding BBS for the Certified Occupational Safety Specialist class. That class actually has a BBS model. And in that module that they have, you know, I really try to get my students to understand that it's not enough to do observations. It's not enough if you're not doing it correctly and you're not rewarding safe behavior. So the tip of the week is going to be truly look for safe behaviors, reward that. Find out why people are doing these safe behaviors and then repeat that. Reward that. Ask them, hey, you could have done something else. Why didn't you do that? And why did you do these safe behaviors? And the thought process behind BBS being behavioral science is there's always a trigger that gives you a thought, and then the thought is going to lead to a behavior. So you have the trigger leads to a thought. The thought's going to lead to a behavior. So if your program of observation isn't trying to get someone to verbalize what that trigger was, then you're actually going to be fighting really hard to decide, well, what is this individual's trigger, directly before the behavior? And then you're going to end up having to get the mitigation after that too, because it's still not enough for that. So you get the trigger, which leads to the thought. Then the thought leads to the behavior that you're observing. So just kind of break that down in your BBS program. And then there's also a little thing that is effectively the ABC model. There's an antecedent before the behavior, and then the behavior will lead to a consequence. So in some cases, the antecedent, I guess in all cases, the antecedent is directly before the behavior. And that just means what is leading up to the trigger that is going to get the thought of the worker that says, it's not okay for me to put on my seatbelt right now when I'm in this powered industrial truck, or something similar to that. You got to figure out what that is. So that antecedent could easily be, I know we've got a safety program that says I must put on my seatbelt when I'm getting on this forklift, but I don't see anyone else in here that's wearing it. Why am I going to be the only one? So I'm not saying it's that blatant, but there's something that is previous to the action, and then the behavior itself, and then the C part of the ABC mindset would be the consequence. So if it's immediate consequence, if it's timely, immediate, and severe, and also it means something to this individual. So there's positive and negative consequences. So someone could actually go ahead and not do what they're supposed to do, safety and health, best practice wise, or even work rule wise, or even OSHA regulation wise, and they get away with it. So that's a consequence. It worked for them. They got away with it. So that behavior gets reinforced because it actually, the person got away. They felt like, yeah, this doesn't matter. I didn't get hurt. And that's what breaks down into 2, 3, 4 years I've been doing this job and I've never had an incident or I've never had this thing happen to me. There wasn't a consequence to your dummy behavior. So in this case, that's really what it's saying. That person is saying, I've been lucky for 4 years and I've never had a consequence, so I don't think I'm going to have a consequence today. It never happened to me. And that's the case when you're thinking of that. So the two mindsets that we're thinking here is the ABC, and then that ABC is antecedent, the behavior, the consequence, and then the other thought that you're thinking for your behavior-based safety is trigger, thought, behavior. Something triggered that thought. That thought got, you know, just massaged in that brain enough, and then they had the behavior. So sometimes it could be closer than others. Sometimes it's a little, you know, delayed, but trigger, thought, behavior. And think about that. So incorporate all those stuff into your BBS program. And then also when you're doing your actual walkthrough, you got to think of what's behavioral mastery to us. Is it going to be 8 safe behaviors out of 10? Is it going to be 10 out of 10 or whatever that percentage is? Because you have to keep the numbers, right? You need those numbers in order for this program to work. It's a lagging indicator. I understand that. But if we're going to do this BBS system, so it's advantageous for you, yes, take those lagging indicators and then make sure that you're going to use it for good. Don't reward on lagging indicators or else you're going to get under reporting and you get all kinds of stuff, get yourself in mess. But you want to use that as, here's where we are, here's our progressive incremental increases, and then here is behavioral mastery for us. And that's truly how you're working all that stuff out. All right, for the tip of the week, I want to show you something that's already in existence for training. And this is specifically for safety and health training. Some of you may know about this. I believe I spoke about it before. But OSHA has just ended the period for people to do the Susan Harwood grants. That is something set up where if you're a nonprofit or if you are a tribal nation, you could request from OSHA to help pay for you to search out specific topics that they have need of people getting this information from. And as soon as you submit your document as a nonprofit to OSHA through grants.gov, they go through all the applications and then they award people to get this money to develop this training. And the caveat is, as soon as you develop this training, you're actually going to have to also submit this information to OSHA. So OSHA will have the information, you will have the information, and the and OSHA will have it where it's available on their website. So you would go to OSHA.gov. So once you get to OSHA.gov, you truly want to just type in Susan Harwood Grant. That's one of the easiest way to find it. And if you can't just type in Susan Harwood Grant, then the other thing you want to do is just go to training under on the website. And then once you go to training, then you can look up Susan Harwood Grant that way. So you could do it. You can look up training, and it's all free training there. And they have a lot of topics, not all topics of safety and health, but they do have a lot of topics. And what you'll end up doing is you'll scroll down. I like doing the A to Z index. That's a little bit easier for me to find things. It's just go down the A to Z index. And when I go down to A to Z index, then I could look for fall protection under F, or I could do silica under S or something similar to that. And that makes it easy. Or the other way to do it is, if you know specifically a language you need to find training on, you could search by language, or you could search by institute. If you know someone who's already got approved for a Susan Harwood Grant, then you can actually look up that entity and then see what training that they have available already. And that's the other way of doing that. So what you would want to do, though, is once you click on the training you want, so I'm going to give you a nice, for instance, I'm looking at the grant material right now. The very first one says aerial lift. This one was done by the Tree Care Institute Association on 2014. So if you're at home and not driving, you can actually do this as well. It's the very first thing under A. Once you click on that, you can scroll down and you can see that it has an aerial lift safety course. It's got a pre-test and a post-test. So that's 2 pages long, but the actual training is 137 PowerPoint slides, and you could download the PowerPoint itself, and you can also download that pre and post test. So in that way, you can have something that you could use for your workers right now. So it's a real good system. I'll scroll down a little bit more, and I see Florida State College of Jacksonville, which actually I was an adjunct instructor for them once before. I was teaching the general industry OSHA classes. So they have a training there for asbestos and also one for amputation. So again, if you're following along with me, let's do the asbestos one. This is going to be the last one in the A section. So you click on that one, and they actually have plenty of not only English PowerPoints, but one Spanish or three Spanish PowerPoints there. And they also have lesson plans there, and they have case studies there. So you'll have lesson plans and case studies available to you that you could use right now for your organization. So that's the key. You want to make sure that you find the right information, and then go ahead and click through it. Use what you can from the material here. Print out the stuff that they have for student guides, and some of them they even have instructor lesson plans, and they have student handouts and train-to-trainer material. So this is really good, especially if you have to be the trainer for your organization for the adults. So that is the tip of the week. And what I do want to bring up now for our tip of the week, we haven't done one of these in a long time because you've had just me being solo episodes. So this tip is related to our holiday season. And there's a whole bunch going on. And right now, globally, we're starting to see the vaccine come out for COVID-19, which is awesome. Hey, I'll be on that first list. I don't care. It'll be great. I know it's not coming to me. It has to go to, you know, those medical professionals first and those in aging communities. So I understand that one. But when it becomes my turn to get that vaccine, I'm all in. And truly, that's my mindset. Me and my family, we're going to do that. And I'm imagining that this might even lead to some sort of vaccine passport to open up travel again. And I've always been a person who has been into travel, so especially for business. And you can see episodes back when I started talking about traveling for promotion for your business to get out there even more. So again, that's going to make it advantageous for me to get this virus of... not the virus, get this vaccine. I don't want the virus. I want the vaccine. Get the vaccine so that I could, you know, get some sort of normalcy back. You know, it's been a tough 9 months, I guess, for everyone. And that's when it came over here, you know, in the U.S. It's December 2020. I believe December 2019 is when we first started seeing bigger cases over in Wuhan. And so for us here in the U.S., it's been a little bit tough. You can tell by our numbers. And I'm in Florida, so look at those numbers. It's scary sometimes. So I would be right in there getting my vaccine, getting the vaccine passport if I can so I could get out there. And truly, that's what's happening right now during this time period at the time of this recording. If you're listening to it a little bit later, that's really what the mindset is now. Yeah. Leading into the holidays, always been a stressful time for many people for many reasons. And that's why I thought this would be a great time to go ahead and post this episode that I had with Dr. Krishna. And Dr. Krishna Batha, he is truly revolutionary in the way that he's done his meditations. And I did get the Relax app, R-E-L-A-X-X. So I got that as well. And that is one of the things that I just started using it. I'm still getting back into the swing of meditating. I've let a lot get to me lately, and I'm trying to revise some of my thinking. You're going to hear about it next week. I'm really trying to put together some things in my mind. I need to structure it correctly in order for me to get it out without making it sound like I'm bitter or making it sound like, you know, things are gone bad. So I'm gonna go ahead and just leave that hang in there. But I need to do one of those cleansing episodes for me, and I'm gonna do that next week. So stay tuned on that one for next Tuesday. Or excuse me, Monday. I do Mondays. But I also want to tell you, you know, first, this is our tip of the week. Tip of the week is definitely spend some time in relaxing. So the tip of the week, and I'm going to kind of include this in my story, which I told at the very end of this episode about how when I was going to become a course instructor, it was a dud. It was like the dud of all duds. So truly in those cases, I decided that if I can get them to have me come back, and they did, I'm going to do this thing differently. So I created my own teaching style, if you will. I give you some tips on that back in episode 24. So if you want to listen to my tips on speaking, go back to episode 24, listen to that one, and you'll get the tips to speaking. But the true thing that I really wanted to talk to you guys about was the willingness to change. So if you're ever going to do well in this industry, especially since you are your own boss, especially since you are your own marketing team, your own everything, when you see that something's not working, you need to pivot as quickly as possible. I think Jenny Blake is the name of an author, and the author was Pivot, and she pretty much wrote about her life story and when it was time to change from one thing to the next. That process for her to pivot out of what she was doing, reinvent herself, and now she's doing well. Great book. Go ahead and read that one. But it was important for me, in order for me to stay and to be successful as an instructor to actually pivot from my learning, from my teaching style, and then to be able to create a style that now I have embraced, my students learn, I have fun, my students have fun, but I had to not be cocky. That's a good way of thinking of it. Had to evaluate myself, had to really think of what my outcome would be, and then also I needed to say, how can I get there? What's my process? There's the steps. What do I need to do? And my mindset changed, but the willingness to change was it. So the best way I could say for you to get the willingness to change is to just do it. Counterproductive is right. You need the willingness to change, and how you can do it, change. And that's really the truth. You just have to be willing to do it. I would talk to whoever your spouse is, your partner, and get them to help you. They'll tell you the good and the bad in whatever you're doing. And, you know, be honest with them. Tell them you want some help. Be honest with your students. And sometimes, a lot of times, I actually say to my students, hey, I know that I might be going like alms or you know that or something, one of those things you throw in when you need to take a breath and pause. I used to do that a lot, and I probably still do, and I edit my own self on a podcast, so sometimes you guys don't even hear the things that I do because I'll edit it out. But truly, once I asked students to help me, it got me more aware. They had fun, I had fun, and no one's been, you know, bad about it and pretty evil with me. See, there it is. I said, no, you know, a couple of times in that conversation. So now it's going to be stuck in my head. And the rest of this tip of the week, I'm going to keep saying, you know, you don't know. So that's what I mean. Something like that. And then the willingness to address that and change it is the other part of that. So it's a big step. Well, welcome back. Hopefully you had a good time listening to all the tips of the week. Yeah, this week, again, since I am away from the office, I do not have my normal gear to help me with my editing, and that includes the audio. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a quick tip of the week so I don't mess you up with my terrible audio. Sorry. So this is what I'm going to say. For this tip of the week, to top all the tip of the weeks, I think you guys should take a good, long, hard look at that OSHA National Emphasis Program. I am reading through it now, literally printed it out, got just everything. My computer's got it on. I've got a notebook. I got a pen. I'm highlighting everything. I'm truly digging into this, and OSHA is taking a stance now that is going to be opposed to some employers. So I'm really gonna just, I know what's coming. It's probably gonna be emergency temporary standard, but it's got a few other things going on there too. So it's worth the read. It's worth the tip of the week. Definitely, you want to go to OSHA.gov. On the very first homepage of OSHA.gov, you're going to see where it says National Emphasis Program on COVID-19. Download that document and get cutting at it. Just chip away at that thing. It's going to be a big one. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. If you haven't liked or subscribe to this podcast, please do. Let me know what you think about Tip of the Weeks at Sheldon@SheldonPrimus.com and see if we need to add them again. And go get them.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.
Have you heard of Safety Consultant TV? Well, I'm going to tell you about it. The Safety Consultant TV is a subscription-based video on demand service that will help you learn the business of being a safety consultant at the convenience of your own home. This is where you have video lessons in playlist format, and you will also be able to download material that is going to help you with your safety consulting business today. You could sign up for it at safetyconsultant.tv and watch it on your iPhone, your iPad, Apple TV, Android, Android TV, Roku, and Fire TV. So go right now to safetyconsultant.tv and sign up today.